For a game called Heroic Tunes, let's welcome Brendan Gillett and Andrea Surumi. So we're at Comic-Con Super Week, so obviously we need to talk about superheroes. Jonathan, if you had superpowers, would you use them for good or evil?
I think I would probably use them for good. When I play Grand Theft Auto, I feel bad committing crimes. That's the whole point of that game, and I feel bad doing it, so yeah. I think probably I would use them for good, in spite of every intention to be bad. I'm too nice.
Yeah, you're a softie. Andrea?
Evil?
What kind of evil?
It would be for two reasons, especially because my superpower would be being obvious and incompetent. And the reason would be, I think evil is a good way of uniting people to rise up for good.
Oh, so you would basically sacrifice yourself.
I would just be a real evil idiot.
Ah. Well, I know a lot of places you'd fit in. Brendan.
I would use mine for good. My answer is not nearly as complex.
I know, that was very thought
I know, that's like very Watchmen, like Ozymandias, and, you know, uniting people through killing them.
That's good.
I'm not quite there. My superpower would be that my torso could be on fire while my hands were ice, which is about 3 degrees away from my current body temperature distribution at all times. And I guess it would be good, but I'd probably just end up going into sports medicine.
So contestants, what we are doing here is a music game. We have rewritten the lyrics to that classic song, Superman, parentheses, It's Not Easy, by Five for Fighting. So that now the song is about other famous comic book heroes. So just ring in and tell us which heroes I'm singing about.
Nick Cage played me twice. I can't get much high. I love motorbikes. And my head's on fire.
Brendan.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider is the right answer.
Good superhero, bad movies.
Bad movie, but yeah, that's your kind of guy, right?
No, because he's got the head. I'm the torso.
Okay, got it, yes.
I bet you guys get confused with each other all
his
the time, though,
his head's also
right?
A skull.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You just have a regular torso that's on fire.
Right.
You get me.
I scare some people off with hooves and bright red skin. Even with filed down horns, life is hard for this demon.
Andrea.
It's Hellboy?
It is Hellboy.
He's the best?
He's the best.
Best catchphrase of all time, I think.
He's the best?
Well, that's a good one, too. No, I just like that he goes, oh, crap.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Like, I totally relate to that one. I'm like, you're right.
I like the idea that Andrea's catchphrase is, he's the best.
He's the best.
She's going around saying that all the time to everybody.
Right, just a positive.
That's that guy, your... he's the best. And everybody's like, hey, Andrea.
I'm only a man in a silly blue cape. Got no powers, but I'm in real good shape. I may be disturbed. I watch my folks die. Even playboys have a morbid side. And it's not easy to be me.
Brendan.
Batman.
Batman is correct.
Also Bruce Wayne, because he touched on the parents and the money. So both egos.
Both egos, yeah. I guess we should have specified which ego we were looking for. But you got it. You got it right anyway.
Look up in the sky. That lightning is from me. I've got hair of white. And I look like Halle Berry.
Andrea.
It's Storm.
Storm is right.
I'm smart and I'm blue, but don't be alarmed. Your atoms will remain unharmed. I see throughout time and teleport too. even out on Mars to still watch you. It's pretty easy to be me.
Brendan.
Dr. Manhattan.
Yes. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
It's pretty clear Brendan was on fire because he's moving on to the final round.